It's Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025.
Customs and Border Patrol agents moving in on crews working the Bear Gulch fire in the Olympic Peninsula.
Trump's Border Patrol agents arrest fire crew members battling Washington wildfire.
It was a huge relief for us and a win for the Everglades.
Judge halts operations at federal detention camp in protected Florida Everglades. Plus,
we don't allow windmills. We're not allowing any windmills to go up.
Trump escalates his war on wind, even as extreme heat pushes U.S. electricity demand to record highs.
Brilliant. All of those stories and much more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Our friends on the East Coast, they dodged a bullet there. There was a hurricane heading for these hurricane areas, but it just touched land and then went back out to sea. Not even the hurricanes want to come to America anymore.
I know the feeling. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, we've been gone for a little more than a week, so you've got a little bit more than a year to cover in the next 6 minutes. I'll shut up and let you have at it.
Okay. First up, in Washington State, federal immigration agents raided wilderness fire crews in the midst of battling the state's largest wildfire, despite federal rules prohibiting such enforcement actions during active emergency situations.
Rules? Who needs them?
The agents halted work for hours before arresting two firefighters on alleged immigration violations. Veteran firefighters warned such raids could have a chilling effect on recruitment amid staffing shortages combating multiple large wildfires across the region.
Genius.
In Europe, 2025 is officially the most destructive wildfire season on record. Fires have burned nearly 4,000 square miles in Europe so far. That is four times as much land this year as the average over the last 20 years, according to European Union data.
I wonder why.
Europe's historic fire season is also breaking records for emissions of climate-warming CO2 and other air pollutants.
Oh, that's why.
Scientists say man-made climate change is exacerbating wildfire risk by bringing more frequent and intense heat waves and droughts. In science, summer 2025 is among the hottest on record for the U.S., and it is officially the hottest ever recorded in the U.K., Japan, and South Korea. So it's not great news that a new study has found that extreme heat accelerates the aging of the human body at the molecular and cellular level, causing long-lasting damage to health. The researchers found that over time, the more extreme heat events people experienced, the faster their biological age accelerated relative to their chronological age, similar to smoking and drinking. A smaller study found a difference of 14 months in biological age between residents in places like Phoenix versus milder places like Seattle.
Wow.
In Florida, a federal judge has given the state 60 days to close and dismantle Republican Governor Ron DeSantis's hastily constructed immigration detention camp, nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz, because it is damaging the fragile, protected Everglades. The judge agreed with environmental groups Friends of the Everglades that the facility violated numerous federal environmental laws. Here's Eve Samples of Friends of the Everglades.
It was a huge relief for us and a win for the Everglades, and also a win for environmental law and order. The advocates of this detention center have presented it as being about law and order. There's real irony in the fact that it was built without complying with environmental law, which is what our case is all about.
And thank you, Friends of the Everglades.
Finally, the Trump administration is escalating its war on U.S. wind energy.
This decision was sudden, erratic, and insane.
That was Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont after the Trump Interior Department issued a stop work order late last week on an offshore wind farm that is 80% complete, citing unspecified national security concerns. It's the fourth major offshore wind project Trump has halted so far, and the administration also abruptly canceled nearly $700 million in funding for 12 infrastructure projects that would have gone to upgrade U.S. ports to support offshore wind energy development. It's part of Trump's broad efforts to kill off the entire sector by canceling offshore wind energy leasing, ending tax credits supporting domestic manufacturing and construction, and killing thousands of jobs. New England's electric grid operator warned Trump's accelerating attacks threatened the reliability of the nation's electricity supply. The cancellations come as new data show electricity demand in the lower 48 states hit a new all-time record high in late July during extreme heat waves.
And after billions of dollars had already been spent on these projects, he's just cutting them off.
Yep.
How's that for government efficiency? For much more on all of these stories and the rest that we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.